Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about our built heritage and why we should preserve it. For those who have been following my channel for some time, you will have realized that I have previously mentioned about preserving all iconic buildings that have significant architecture values. I find that here in Singapore, we don't really appreciate our past too much until they are demolished. Then we start to cry mother, cry father. Am I correct to say that? Here, I will share about some iconic projects such as the Pearl Bank apartment that was demolished. I will also shed some light on how Golden Mile Complex was preserved after public outcry to preserve a part of our history. I will also discuss how URA offers incentives to preserve it and why it is important to preserve a slice of our history in an environmental sustainable manner. I will also offer solutions to it. Without further ado, let's dive straight into the discussion. The most prominent project that was demolished was Pearl Bank Apartment. It was designed by Tan Cheng Siong back in the 1970s. This distinctive 38-story horseshoe-shaped private apartment was one of the tallest residential buildings back in Singapore then. The 272-unit apartment block boasts three types of split-level units from 130 square meter to 176 square meter and 214 square meter. It also has 8 penthouses. There is also a commercial podium on the first floor and a 4-story multi-story car park. Pearl Bank Apartment was one of the pioneers of luxury high-rise, high-density living in Singapore, setting the standard in subsequent condos in the provision of communal space, swimming pools and clubhouse, etc. Pearl Bank Apartment in Orchard was sold en bloc to CapitaLand for $728 million back in 2018. By 2019, demolition work was already underway. This means from its TOP in 1976 to 2019, when it was all gone. This building only lasts 43 years. Rightfully, it can last for 100 years or more. Somehow, I find it very wasteful to tear down something with so much historical value. Something is not very right here. Singaporeans travel overseas to see old historical buildings. Take selfie with them, post online that they go where and where. Yet in Singapore, we do the reverse. We tear them down. Next time tourists come to Singapore, see what? See office building or condo that they can also find in their own country. You get what I mean? Anyway, the sale of Pearl Bank only led to a public outcry to save her. But it was too late. This was a commercial decision. A willing seller and a willing buyer. There was nothing much we can do. This episode has also raised awareness of preserving a slice of our history for this young nation. Singaporeans want to identify themselves through our past. We are constantly looking for an identity, be it playing old games through five stone, zapte, or flipping with eraser, or other childhood games. Something so close, yet so far, was removed from our memories. When Golden Mile Complex was put up for sale through an en bloc sale, Singaporeans raised their concern once again. The media talked about it, the built environment community spoke about it. The general public who used to patronize this haphazard place through food and shopping can resonate it very well. It is kind of messy, but frankly speaking, we love it. We love the untidiness. We love the great Thai food to the music blasting from all around. It was a unique place not only for Singaporeans, but also for the Thai people and the many migrant workers who visit it daily. The government heard it and responded. MND said that Golden Mile Complex is considered one of the most architecturally, historically, and socially significant modern buildings in Singapore. It is a symbol of the architecture and engineering ingenuity of Singapore's pioneer generation of building professionals. Hence, they decided to conserve the building. In order not to derail the en bloc sales, URA has also considered the financial interests of the building owners in this decision. URA had engaged a collective sale committee, industry stakeholders and relevant government agency to explore feasible adaptive reuse scheme for the building, as well as unprecedented development and tax incentive to make development option for the sale more attractive to potential buyers under the conservation scheme. The incentive include allowing developers to build a new tower block about 30 story high beside the main conserved building. The south boundary will also be extended to include part of adjacent state land to allow for design flexibility, while tax incentive will be provided, lowering development costs. The lease could also be renewed to 99 years. When Golden Mile Complex was put up for sale again, it was finally sold for $700 million to a consortium comprising Millennium Holdings, Sinoland, and FIES organization. This was after more than 80% of Golden Mile Complex owners agreed to reduce the original $800 million reserve price to $700 million for the landmark building. Sidetrack. When I first read the news back then, I really don't know what to say. To reduce price by $100 million or 12% lower, I think the sellers are really motivated or seriously very generous. As reported, at the $800 million reserve price, the indicative land rate depending on the proposed mix of use work out to 1,350 per square feet per plot ratio, including differential and lease upgrading premium. Now, with a lower land cost and incentive, the per square feet should be way lower. This means the buyer got this site and an attractive good deal. They deserve it because they dare to go against the uncertainty. Anyway, I'll be doing a video when this project is launched for sale. So, stay tuned to it. The conservation of Singapore more than 7,200 conserved buildings and structures are regulated by URA. URA has very strict conservation guidelines to protect the interests of our built heritage. However, not all buildings have gained conservation status and fall under the rims of this guideline. Property developers can deem fit to demolish it as long as they are not required to do so. Most of them would rather tear them down and build from scratch, so as to have a clean canvas to design from. Past iconic buildings like Habitat 1 and 2 along Ardmore Park, which are designed by world-renowned architect Mohsin Safdie, are long buried to the ground. He is also the same architect who designed Marina Bay Sands and the Jewel at Changi Airport. Another iconic condo, which is known as the Futura on Lonnie Road, was designed by Timothy Seow. This 25-story block boasts unique with curvy-shaped living room that protrude from the building edge. It was an iconic architecture centerpiece when it was completed in 1976. This building was also demolished and a new condo known as New Futura stands in its place. Then, what about other potential buildings such as the Arcadia off Adams Road? This condo is known for its leafy balcony space that protrude out from all sides. I mean, it's so beautiful. Really sayang to demolish it. Other lesser known condos such as the Dairy Farm condo, which is designed by Tay Kheng Soon. He adopted the vernacular architecture style. High-rise towers surrounded by low-rise blocks. All units are designed with cross-ventilation in mind. Then what about Bedok Court with 280 units split among 3 blocks ranging from 4 to 20-story high? This is also another on-block potential condo that will bite the dust in the years to come. To Lakepoint condo in Jurong, they may look ugly from the outside, but if you know how to appreciate old buildings, they are super huge. I call them the bungalow in the sky. Typical units measure 1,884 square feet to 2,200 square feet. The penthouse are even bigger. They offer split level across two levels and measure 2,700 to 3,300 square feet. You tell me where to find such houses in Singapore? I mean, don't you find it wasteful to just tear them down for the sake of redevelopment and build replacement condos in this place that are so typically the same? Here, I believe the market should look into offering more diversity to home buyers instead of the cookie-cutter layout we've seen in most new homes today. Sadly, they are designed in such a way to maximize efficiency for profit. There is no more creativity juice left. That is why many left the industry. For homeowners, I hardly hear them asking who are the designer behind them. Maybe only a handful. For the majority, they only ask if can make money or not. Really, this is what's happening on the ground. Let's repurpose this old condo with their unique floor plates. I believe if FIES and his partners are willing to place their bet on Golden Mile Complex, I'm very sure the design team will have ways to cleverly design practical apartment in this place. I believe DP Architect, who designed it in the first place, can do a good job. In addition, we are always talking about sustainability and the Singapore Green Plan 2030. One of the key features is to create a green, livable and sustainable home for Singaporeans. Buildings should rightfully be able to last for 100 years. We have many such historical buildings around, from churches to temple to mosques. For example, Sultan Mosque was completed in 1932. This means it's close to 92 years old. Lastly, I want to speak out on behalf of all our pioneer architects who designed these iconic buildings in Singapore. It must be a very sad day to see their own creation being demolished. We often talk about preserving our past and heritage. yet we are destroying it because land is scarce. We have to balance the needs and so on. I also understand. But I think such buildings hold value to fellow Singaporeans. As a young nation, we should take concrete steps to preserve whatever is left remaining. Once you tear them down, no more liao. Cannot U-turn ready. We should change this mindset that new is always better. I personally find that many older condos are much more livable. That is why their prices are holding so strongly today. Look no further from Ardmore Park to Pandan Valley to Kensington Park to Mandarin Garden. I believe I've highlighted their performance numerous times in my earlier videos. Here, don't say Alan only complained, just like any other typical Singaporean. Hold on first, let me give constructive suggestion to the authority. The authority should give incentive to property developers who attempt to preserve old condos and repurpose them for modern use. I know not all can be preserved, but at least let us attempt to preserve some. I believe this is doable. It's all about dollars and cents. Incentive can be similar to what was given to Golden Mile Complex to increase its GFA, or to give tax incentive such as a partial waiver to the land betterment charges. I'm sure property developers can make attractive profit from lower construction costs and lower turnover time. Plus, this can also be part of their CSR or corporate social responsibility. Seriously, why nobody thought of that? This initiative may seem to be very ideological right now, especially coming out from the mouth of a property agent like myself. Frankly, I don't bother what you think of me. I'm one of the stakeholders in Singapore built environment. This is my country, and this is my home. I have a duty to preserve our built heritage for future Singaporeans. If you're supportive of this, kindly help me smash the like button and share this video with more people around. That's all. Thank you for watching. Majulah, Singapura.